One of the things I do for many people in Singapore is this program called the Patterns of Excellence. We run it as a motivational training program. It's been around for the last 5 years, coming close to its sixth year. We've run 22 batches, and every round we've got different groups of people, different characters, and that kind of adds to the value of the program that we run. We typically focus a lot on the motivational personal development aspects from the NLP perspective. The reason why I was able to get into this was back in 1988, I was involved in some of my own personal enrichment, and this took me about 6 or 7 years before I could find someone who was competent enough to train me in NLP. So around about 93 and 94, I managed to get my, 94 and 95, I started to get involved with NLP per se as a training. In 88, I was very intrigued by the fact that someone knew how to work with the mind. So that was a very important area of insight for me. I wanted to develop that area. I knew that it was important to learn very quickly, so I developed my area in accelerated learning. I thought that was the be-all and end-all. And then I realized that the science behind actually coming up with those things is accelerated learning. So as a result of that, I built competence from accelerated learning and then started investigating at NLP. By 1995, I was already certified. 96 I was certified as a master practitioner. By 97, I had already gone up to do my trainer's training with Dr. Richard Bandler, and I started off as one of the early pioneers in NLP over in Singapore, Malaysia. It was not easy. In fact, it was so new back then, anyone who was introduced to NLP would never have thought that it would be worthwhile listening to it. So I recognize it as a modeling tool and as a learning tool, and I just keep using it because everywhere I go, there's something new to learn, and unless I accelerate the path in which I am on, it's going to take eons. It's going to be a very painfully slow process. So learning really rapidly, that's one of my competencies. Public speaking, I got from between 1997, since I got my license, trainer's license, until 2002, where I won the District 51 Championships in the Evaluation Speech Contest through Toastmasters. That was quite a long time, but through that, I learned the process of modeling of public speakers. Hundreds of them, I mean, countless numbers of them, good and bad. Many of the other things that I developed, I was developing a modeling process for the Singapore shooting contingent. I was modeling, believe it or not, the dating process. Use that for the Singapore Social Development Unit in 1990, for about 3 years, since 95 to 98. So it was very popular. A large number of people were intrigued by it, that they could actually establish rapport with the opposite gender. Also, aside from all these exploits, I started off with internet marketing, as you know. It was a very new area for me just about 3 years ago. And I started investigating all the top guys in internet marketing and figured out what was going on inside of them. Strange but roundabout way, internet marketing led me back to personal development. So although I've been away for about 2 years, it's brought me back because I've noticed that there are certain characteristics of top achievers in any kind of field. And these people tend to... They exhibit the characteristics that anyone of excellence would exhibit. You know, whether you are in a learning environment, or whether you are an internet marketer or running your own business, it doesn't matter, because everything seems to be the same. Wealthy people have got a certain mindset to accomplish what they need to accomplish. Mediocre business people don't have that mindset. Expert learners have the mindset. Mediocre learners don't have the mindset. You know, it seems to have this commonality, and that's why I found that NLP is sort of like the key that unlocks many, many doors, unlocks many, many treasure chests. And I would encourage anyone who wants to learn more about personal development to be involved in NLP. Maybe not formally, you may not want the certification, but at least to use that as the toolkit that will help you to do a ton of different things, you know, sort of like a Swiss Army knife for personal development. Yeah. So right now our path in personal development is growing the company. The Adam Khoo Learning Technologies Group was started by myself, Adam Khoo, and Patrick Chiu. three of us have been sort of like the three musketeers, going around regionally and developing different elements in our in the region, developing through different pathways. It could be NLP, it could be some other skill development, corporate training, doesn't matter. But we look toward developing the individual up here in the mind first, before they can exhibit those results. And sometimes the fastest way to the mind is through the heart. So we exhibit a lot of all those. Makes people realize that they are actually capable of much, much more.